The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Welcome, race fans. Here is local racing authority Sam Chapman with this week's race day edition of Sound of Speed, only on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is The Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, and I'm your host, Sam, here to get you set up for the Geico 500 from the Talladega Super Speedway just a few short hours before the command is given and engines are fired for 188 laps of amazing racing. Coverage is set to kick off at 1 p.m. on Fox, MRN, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. The Talladega Super Speedway is a 2.66-mile D-shaped oval that was opened in September 1969. The first race at Talladega was abandoned by most drivers due to tire problems from running at such high speeds. Bill France had to hire replacement drivers, with Richard Brickhouse getting the win in the inaugural race at the Super Speedway. Talladega Super Speedway puts on some of the best, most competitive racing in NASCAR. Restrictor plates on the engines cut down horsepower and act as a leveler for the field, bunching up these guys in big packs to gain the effect of the draft. This means anyone can win if they survive the race. Survival will be key this afternoon. These 40 drivers will be running in tight packs, 3, 4, and sometimes 5 wide, at over 200 miles an hour for 2 to 3 hours this afternoon. The big one is a crash that is nothing less than expected at NASCAR's super speedways. The big one is known for taking out a large number of contenders and is usually caused by one driver's mistake. If it happens in the wrong part of the pack, we could lose the entire field in a single accident. Just ask Tony Stewart and Michael Waltrip about the 2012 fall race in Talladega that took out all but 3 cars. Here's what Talladega's most successful active driver, Dale Earnhardt Jr., had to say going into the weekend.
You know, the real anticipation's ramping up for the race itself. Qualifying's is what it is. We'll go out there and see where we end up and think we got a pretty good car. I don't really know for sure how good it is. We did have to put a whole new front end on it, so I'm sure it's different one way or the other. I wouldn't expect it to be exactly the same. So hopefully those guys improved it just a little bit more, and we'll have a good race on Sunday.
Picking a winner in Talladega is nearly impossible. With restrictor plates leveling the field on power and the risk of the big one taking out a large number of drivers, it's anyone's race today. And if Daytona was any indication of the racing we will have today, it's going to be an exciting race. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Brad Keselowski, and Denny Hamlin are guys you should keep your eye on throughout today's race. If they can keep their cars clean, they will be a major threat in the closing laps. Dale Earnhardt Jr. usurped the throne of Talladega's winningest active driver when Jeff Gordon retired at the end of 2015. Jr. has 6 wins, 12 top 5s, and 16 top 10s. Jr. crashed his favorite super speedway car in Daytona back in February, but his Hendrick Motorsports No. 88 team got Amelia repaired and have her back out on the track for today's race. And Jr. says that car can work the draft better than any other car he has in his stable. Keep an eye on that No. 88 Chevrolet. If he can keep his car clean, he will be a threat at the end of today's race. Brad Keselowski has 3 wins in Talladega, 5 top 5s, and 8 top 10s. Keselowski has been somewhat quiet after getting his win in Las Vegas earlier this season, but he has been strong week in and week out. Keselowski has won in just about every fashion you can in Talladega, including holding off the field back in 2014, to passing Carl Edwards on the last lap as Edwards went flipping into the catch fence to gain Keselowski his first NASCAR Sprint Cup Series win. If the two can keep his car clean, Keselowski will be a threat this afternoon. Denny Hamlin showed everyone how to complete a last lap pass on his teammate Matt Kenseth to end the 2016 Daytona 500 with the closest finish in the Daytona 500 to date. Hamlin has 1 win in Talladega to go with 4 top 5s and 7 top 10s. Hamlin is locked into the chase with his Daytona win, and if he's in the right place at the right time on the last lap, we could see yet another exciting finish in 2016. Keep an eye on that 11 FedEx Toyota Camry this afternoon. Carl Edwards bumped his teammate to get the win on the last lap of last weekend's race in Richmond. Here's what he had to say about today's race in Talladega.
Doing great. The cars have been fast, and we've been working well together as a team. Dave Rogers and I are having a blast, and it's cool to have those 2 wins. But we've been just running well. I mean, we've had some couple of races where we struggled, and we were able to just keep digging, never quit, and get good finishes. So, we'll just come here and hopefully duplicate what we were able to do as a group at Daytona. I was really proud of that.
Don't forget to join me Wednesday to recap a busy weekend of racing, including more Talladega action, Formula One, and much more. Until then, you can head on over to the Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages to keep in touch and up to speed with all sorts of motorsports news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the Sound of Speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything Wasaga Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page, and you can find the latest edition of the Sound of Speed and all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Be sure to check out the blog, where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free, and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. That's about it for today. Don't forget to join me Wednesday for a recap of all the weekend's racing action. Enjoy the great racing in the Geico 500 from the Talladega Super Speedway. Thanks for listening. Have a great afternoon, race fans. Let's go racing.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.